This is the Capture 365 podcast, the podcast about everyday photography for everyday photographers. This is episode number 31, Things Everyday Photographers Need for Christmas.
Welcome to the Capture Your 365 podcast. I am here today with my lovely co-host, Kelly Buss. Kelly, what are you taking pictures of lately?
My children putting Legos together. Nice. That's what I took pictures of. Yeah. It's been kind of fun. They're all five of them working on Christmas, some Christmas decorations. So I had some fun taking pictures of them.
Excellent. Yeah. So Christmas decorations are out. It's November.
Yeah.
Today's my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. And what a gift to be able to record with you.
Aw, has the great party started, you know, what do you call it?
The Jubilee. Yes. So the Jubilee starts 1 week before and goes 1 week after. So yes, it has started. Well, you've got to
leave. If you're counting, that is 2 weeks, people.
That is two weeks, 14 days. But, you know, it's a lot of pressure to put on one day.
Okay.
You know, like today, my husband has a staff meeting after school, so he's not going to be home till late. Like, I'm hanging out today. Like, it's a Thursday. Yeah. What are you going to do? So this gives us lots of freedom and flexibility to have a really good day. It doesn't mean something happens every day.
Okay.
Just leaves the option open.
All right.
It's not like I'm opening a gift every day. And okay. Like, you know, buckets of
that
like
makes me feel
time.
A little better. Like, something special has to happen every day.
No.
I want to live in your house.
No, it's more like a placeholder so that there is goodness. So you have a 1 in 14 chance of having a really good birthday.
Well, that makes sense. I can definitely get behind that.
Yeah.
What are you taking pictures of?
What am I taking pictures of? I have been following the November prompts.
Wow.
Crazy, huh? But, you know, it's easy to do when we're talking about what we're thankful for because there's a lot to be thankful for. You know, I've had a little difficulty with, like, the sisters prompt because my sisters are about 200 miles away. But you know, I'm making it work and like so many people in the Capture 365 community, they've been making prompts work that may not be things they love, but they're finding a way. And I love that about them.
I do too. You know, I spent a lot of time in the gallery yesterday. Probably the longest I've spent in a very long time. I mean, like 2.5 hours just combing through the gallery. And I was just blown away with how much creativity there is with staying on the prompt. And it was amazing. I just really enjoyed it. I was like, wow.
You know, And I think, you know, there's creativity with the prompt and there's just so much of like capturing your everyday.
Yes.
So I don't think people need to be intimidated by what other people are doing. And I love that about the community. It's very supportive of like wherever you are in your photography journey, people are there for you.
Definitely. I guess I didn't mean like creative, like creating these big, you know, massive photos where they've spent all this time. Although there is some of that
there is
in
some
there.
Of that, and
that's
I love that.
Really fun. But there's also the people that, you know, just find a way to twist the words and twist the situation and make it perfect for the prompt. And I'm like, oh, I never even thought of the word that way, you know, and that's fun too.
And that's what the prompts are about. The prompts are like that stretch for you to get you photographing things.
Right.
So yesterday I actually took a photo of my child and I.
I saw that together. One. I
yeah,
did.
That was
for mothers, wasn't it? Yesterday was thankful for mothers.
It was thankful for mothers. And my mom's not. She's 200 miles away as well.
Right.
Hanging out with my sisters. And so I made do. I took another interpretation of it, which you know, that's what we do. So that worked for me. Yeah. And, you know, my food. I'm always photographing my food.
Well, recently, not so much.
Oh, right. Well, the plates
recently your
my
empty
food.
Plates, empty bowls.
Yes.
Yeah. I like that. That's kind of fun.
Empty plate project. I like that too. I've not been doing it as much lately, like the last couple of days. But you know, that's kind of who I am. I get interested in something, really excited, and then something else, you know, some other shiny object catches my attention.
It's okay.
All right. Well, you're prepping for the holidays with your boys are getting their Lego. Are they making ornaments?
No, it's nothing quite that creative. We decided to finally invest in those Lego sets that have all of the Christmas scenes in them so that they could put them together every year. And then we take them apart and then we put them together. That really fits their personalities. And since there's five of the boys, there's a lot of energy in that. So they're just putting them together, but they're just having a good time. So
that's awesome. That's awesome. So since you've got the holidays going and I think it's time to start getting the decorations together, thinking about plans. I read this morning on a blog that someone who does all of her shopping by December 1st.
I've done that before.
I think it's brilliant. I think it's brilliant to be done. So that's what we're going to focus on today.
Okay,
for photographers, the things that we can put on our list so that all the people that we love can go get them before December 1st.
Right. No, I think that's a great idea. It gives people time to know in advance, you know,
exactly.
This is what you need to have.
Exactly. So. No good to give them the list in December. So we are going to talk about 10 things every everyday photographer needs for Christmas. And this was a fun list to put together. I know you and I had some overlap, and so you had to, I made you go find some other things.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I think it worked out nicely.
Yes. Before that, you have a sponsor for us today, don't you?
I do. Okay. I'm so glad I have you here, like, to complete my brain. And
that's okay. I didn't want you to get away from that.
Yeah, so. Follow the list. And the sponsor is a fun one that it fits right in nicely with this. And I guess could be the 11th thing that every everyday photographer needs. And that is the Capture Your Holidays class. And that class begins on December 1st. It is a class that will help you maneuver the holiday photo taking, make it easier, give you ideas. And it's written in a way that doesn't take all of your time away from the holidays. And I want to share something that Heather Bainey sent me about the class. She said, I learned so much as a beginner and took the best Christmas pictures to date. I cannot wait to get out my materials and take more this year. I loved being able to share my pictures and view others for inspiration. Capture Your Holidays was a fun, easy way to learn everything you need to know about taking pictures during the holidays. How cool is that?
It is. And it's true. I loved that class the first time I went through it. And I love seeing all the images that everyone comes up with. I mean, it's just like seeing everyone's homes and their decorations and their treasures and their foods and the way they wrap packages. I mean, it's just, it's fun. It's fun.
Awesome. And people who have taken that class before, the alumni, there is a special alumni event this year. So you'll need to check your email for that if you've taken the class before and want to dive into it with us again. And if it's your first time, then head on over to the Capture 365 blog and you'll find information about registering for Capture Your Holidays. So again, it starts December 1st, but you can dive in, you can register right away and get access to the Capture Your Celebrations video. It's a 30-minute video that walks you through tips and techniques for capturing your celebrations. And it's kind of just in time for Thanksgiving.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
All right. So let's dive into our list. I'm first up today.
I saw that.
Yeah. I just.
And this is one of the things I had on my list.
Really? The same thing.
Well, I had a slight variation of it because...
Okay, so we'll hear your variation then, too.
Okay.
So my plan here, my plan with the list and what I shared with Kelly is this is all about taking the photo, sharing the photo, storing the photo, editing the photo, and printing the photo. So a whole... Our gifts are all about getting the full process of photography.
Yes. Yeah.
So I kicked it off with a lens because who doesn't love a lens on Christmas morning?
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So the lens on my list, and this is a lens that I love. It's one that stays on my camera almost always. It's not a lens I ever asked for, but I got it and was like, I don't know what I'm going to do with this, but I love it. It is the 28mm 2.8. So it's a wide angle lens, fairly fast lens. So it's decent in low light, but it's perfect for getting that bigger picture. And I think so much of our everyday photography, our everyday life, if we're, especially if we're photographing the multiple people in our life, that wide angle is really fun. So
yeah,
2.8. So what?
Very cool.
Yeah. What lens were you going to put on the list, Kelly?
Well, mine is the variation of it, as in the 28 millimeter or the 40 millimeter pancake lens.
Because
I have the 40 now, and I would have gotten the 28, but it only goes on the Rebels or the, not the, it won't go on the Mark, the 5D Mark III. Mm-hmm. So, but it just, it is really nice just to throw it in your camera. I mean, throw it in your purse. You know, it makes your camera that much easier. And if you're a person that is wanting to carry your camera again, but it's just hard to go back to it now that you just pick up your phone all the time, then I would get this little lens. It's like $100, $150. And then that, I think it's $100. And it's just nice. It's small, it's light. It makes everything tuck that much easier into your purse.
Nice.
So I like it. I carried the 40 up a mountain, you know, mm-hmm. because I wanted the lightest thing to go up 14,000 feet with. And even then I thought I was going to die. So, yeah.
that wasn't about the camera though.
No. Well, I think it was just the 14,000 feet. Yes.
Yeah. Something.
But,
like that.
Anyway, so that was my lens. So awesome. A similar, not probably quite as good a quality as the 28 that Katrina's talking about, but it also, like I said, if it helps you use your camera again, maybe.
Absolutely. So, absolutely. Yeah. So just, you know, two similar yet very right. different, and I think different purposes, and that's awesome. I think they're both great lenses. I don't have the 40 millimeter. I have shot with it, but I don't have it, but I think that would be a fun one to put on the list. Yeah. All right. What's next on your list of holiday gifts, Kelly?
Well, still speaking about lenses, the Oloclip lens, or just investing in some nice lenses for your iPhone or whatever phone you're shooting with. You know, if you're going to be a diehard and stick with it, then I would look at a few different lenses. They've got some great, you know, wide angle, zoom, you name it. They even have polarizers, all sorts of stuff. So if you're kind of, you know, really going to stick with using your phone, I think that's a great way to go. And now a lot of them, because there's some different lines besides the Oloclip. I have that one. But then I've been also eyeing, I think it's the iPro phone photo or something.
I can't remember what it's called.
But anyway, because it might, like my Oloclip doesn't work with my new iPhone. So, right. You know, I had to give them to my son. And so I have to repurchase them. But they're not as expensive as the iPro ones either. So it's kind of one of those things, again, if it's something that you're really going to use, you know, and then obviously the iPhone, or it comes for the Android phones now too, it fits in your purse that much easier. And I'm all about, if it fits in my purse, it makes my life that much easier. So
nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, you'll have to let me know what the iPro is. Oh, I found it. It's the iPro lens system.
Okay. Yeah. It's a little pricier than the Oloclip, but it looks like it might last through versions a little longer. Okay. You know, the attachment system is a little different. So, you know, I guess it kind of depends on if you're switching your phone out every year, you might not want to buy a lens for it every year. So,
but it is nice to have that difference in what in images that you can create with the lenses. I definitely love mine as well.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. What's next for you?
All right. No, what's next for me is kind of a category of things, not a specific one item, but a whole big group of things. And that is memory cards. You gotta have them. You need them.
This was one of my things too.
That's too funny. Well, because everybody's you've got to have one. You've got to have one. And I think that I'm a advocate for going with SanDisk. They are the card. They're the company that makes all the cards. Like most of the other cards are using their technology. So SanDisk is kind of the premier card. And then, you know, it really depends on how you use it and where you use it. Like someone like you, Kelly, you shoot outside where it's really cold. You probably want the extreme card so that your card writes just as quickly inside as it does outside and can hold up to the temperatures. I probably don't need that extreme card. And then size-wise, you know, you can get huge cards now. But I don't know that going all the way the biggest is necessarily the best thing, because you don't want to use it for permanent storage. It's, you know, it's temporary. You're going to move it to your computer. You're going to move it to a hard drive after. So I wouldn't necessarily go big. And I just read yesterday, I think this was really interesting, that you should replace your compact flash cards every year and a half or so.
You know, that makes sense to me. Well, I would say probably even other ones too. I mean, I had a card I put in and it was giving me some grief, and I'm like, oh, it is probably 3 years old.
Right.
You know, and I was like, okay. And they've come down in price so drastically. I mean, before it was like, okay, I have one extreme card at the fastest writing disc, and then I had these other like little ones. But you know, now they're so reasonable. I mean, absolutely. They just really are reasonable.
Absolutely. So you'll love this. Yeah. In 2001, I bought my first digital camera, and they sold me separately a memory card for it. And you'll love this. 64 megabytes.
Oh, I believe it.
For $100.
Yeah.
Yeah. I still have it. I keep it in my camera bag as this reminder of how far we've come.
Yeah. Well, and I have to add to this. I have that Toshiba wireless card.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it. I love it. It works really, really well.
That's not the iFi card,
it's
right?
Not the iFi. I had the iFi, but I do have to put a disclaimer on here. I had the first version of the iFi mm-hmm. 2 or 3, 4 years ago, and I didn't like it. It may have improved drastically, and I haven't done any research. But I love the Toshiba wireless card. I mean, it just talks to my phone seamlessly. Perfectly. It sends out a little wireless signal. In fact, when we were on top of that mountain, I was trying to post pictures. My friend's like, somebody's got Wi-Fi up here. My phone keeps picking up a Wi-Fi signal. And I was like, oh, it's me. It's me.
It's just me
with my own little Wi-Fi hotspot. No, it was just enough to send pictures. But
that's too funny.
It works perfectly. And it is kind of fun to be able to just pull off a picture, whether I need it for myself or just sometimes I pull it off for myself and email it to a friend right there. And it's already done. Nice. I don't have to wait till I get home. I don't have to do anything. It's like, yeah, just give me 2 minutes, not even that, and I'm done.
Yeah, so. I originally did have the iFi card on our list, and then I took it off because I have had a lot of trouble getting mine to sync with my phone.
Yeah.
Really, and I've tried. I really want it to work. I really want to be able to use it. And I finally just said I really felt like I couldn't put it on my list. But the Toshiba works for you. It sounds like that connection issue is much better. So
right. And I think, you know, I found out about that last year from someone in our community. Mm-hmm. She was looking for something like this and she called B&H, and B&H steered her to the Toshiba wireless, and then she shared it in the forums and I went and got one right away. And it's worked perfectly. I really do.
And
really like
there
it.
I go, not paying attention to the forums.
Yeah. Well, it was like almost a year ago, you know. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Well, yeah. I've had mine a while.
Yeah. Like I said,
I have no good excuse.
So the iFi is still around, so it may get really good reviews now. I don't know, you know, but for me, the Toshiba has worked seamlessly. It's not been hard at all.
Cool.
Yeah.
Excellent. So what's next on your list, Kelly?
Okay. The GorillaPod.
Ah, nice.
Yeah. And this is just really helpful for, you know, a GorillaPod is kind of like this little mini tripod that you can set on your desk. If you don't know what a GorillaPod is, it works for phones, or you can get them for your DSLR as long as you pay attention to which version you're getting. So you're not getting, you know, one too small for your phone and it, or your camera, I guess. But I love it. And
I
think
bendy,
need it.
So they can bend around things, and they're super flexible and fun. I love mine. I have one for my phone.
Yeah.
And I've lost the piece that connects it. Oh. It'll turn up.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it's great for any of those little selfies in the kitchen or anything like that. Selfies, let's say self-portrait. But you know, even for your, if you're trying to always prop your camera up on the counter, you know, which is fine. perfectly fine. You can spend $30 and buy this little Gorilla Pad and then have something that does it for you. So.
Right. It's a really reasonable price. It's a, if you know, anybody's buying gifts for other people, it's a great little stocking stuffer, I think, or even a gift.
Just, it's a nice little thing. So
good stuff. So next up on my list is, and I'm doing this brandless thing. I don't know why.
Well, that's okay.
The external, you got to have an external hard drive. We're taking a lot of photos, and you could use, as you're going to talk about in a moment, Kelly, you can use cloud backup, but I think you want to have more backup in more than one place.
Definitely.
And an external hard drive is easy. They're affordable, and you can, you know, back it up and take it off site if you need to. I am currently using a Seagate, which I have had really good luck with. And I have just added a Hitachi external hard drive. And both of those seem to be performing really, really well.
Good. Yeah, I have had a Seagate one before and it did great. And then I have a, is Westar a brand?
If you say it is, I don't know.
I don't know. It's like a W, I think. So I'm like, what is it, the one I have right now? I'm trying to, it says WD Smartware. I don't remember what it's called. Sorry.
Okay.
And it's hidden behind my computer, so I can't look and see what it is.
WD Smartware. Get the software.
Something like that. But again, it works so seamlessly. And, you know, most of your computers will have backup onto that hard drive without you having to do anything. So it's not like you necessarily have to do it yourself. So just do some research and Google, how do I get it to mirror what's going on my computer? And then you know it's always there. So,
absolutely. I was just going to add in that for those people who are working out their Lightroom workflow, I don't use the two that are on my desk to mirror my computer. Those are the ones that I directly load my Lightroom
keep your pictures on
to. Yeah, so they all live there very happily.
Good. Do you notice any lag time?
I do notice a little lag time, but that also could be that I have 140,000 photos in my Lightroom catalog. So my expectation for speed is not high. It's not bad though. I mean, there is some noticeable, but most of the time I work with my photos, it's not a problem.
Good.
Yeah. Good. So what's next on your list, Kelly? I know it's related.
Yes, it is. You could ask for a gift subscription to offsite backup. I am doing this. My hand is up in the air right now. And I will probably go with Crash Plan. You know, I used to have this about a year and a half ago or 2 years ago. And then I got a new computer. And somehow in the whole mess, I didn't get it rebacked up. And, you know, so I don't have it now. So, you know, fire, lightning strike, or tornado, and there goes my pictures. And that became more pressing when I'm texting Katrina about a month ago and I'm sending her pictures of the tornado that I can see from my deck. So I was like, okay. And so I did know that it wasn't going to get close enough to actually hit my house, or I probably would have ran upstairs and grabbed my external hard drive and ran downstairs to the basement with it. But I knew it was not going to, you know, hit my house. But it did make it more pressing to me that I must get this done so that, you know, and you don't have to do that. Like what Katrina said, you can get an extra external hard drive and then hide it at a friend's house and swap them out. But then you have to remember to update it. And so if you can, you know, get into a subscription plan like this where it all happens overnight while you're sleeping. The hardest part is if you have a lot of data is getting it all uploaded. And so I will probably pay the fee to have them send me a hard drive and I can kind of seed it myself by just mailing it to them instead of trying to upload, I don't know. Yeah. I have no idea. Like a terabyte of pictures.
I've heard horror stories about how long that can take. And I know in my house, I already hear all the time, "Mom, are you uploading? Mom, are you uploading?" Like, it's the go-to. Nobody ever thinks to like check the, you know, connections or anything. It's always mom.
Right. But again, with most of these, you can set them to back, you know, go continuously, or they can throttle to slow down at certain times, or just only do it from like 2 to 4. in the middle of the night or something. Right. So I would just consider it because, you know, if you lost them all, I mean, I'd be heartbroken. I mean, right. That would be
one of the things
that I'd just be like, I just kind of lost our history, you know? Mm-hmm. And so anyway.
And doing it that way, you're actually able to keep your raw files as well.
Right, right.
Yeah. So I do an online backup. I actually use SmugMug, but that is only my JPEG files. So I have those in the event of something happening.
And they're like your edited, the right. ones. Right.
Exactly. Exactly. But CrashPlan makes a lot of sense, I think.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. And I used Backblaze before and had no problems with it. So just kind of look around and see, you know, if that's something that this is sparking fear in your heart, and ask for it or do some research on it and right. figure it out. So
yeah, you don't want to have to get this because something bad happens. You want to get it before. It's a nice little insurance policy.
Yeah.
So next on the list, now that we've got those photos backed up safely, we want to edit them.
Yes.
And you know, we've got to say, I think ask for Lightroom. You know, whether you go with the Creative Cloud or not, that's, you know, very much a personal preference. I think, Kelly, you and I both have moved to the Creative Cloud with Lightroom now.
Yes.
And I love it. I love that it gets updated. I love that I've got so much flexibility with it. And, the cost yes. is reasonable. And I just love Lightroom. It is an easy program. Well, not easy. That's not fair. It's once you understand the workflow in Lightroom, it is, you know, pretty straightforward to work with, but you can do just about anything as well. And then it works really well with Photoshop if you need to do the extra, or if you're scrapbook and you want to move things into Photoshop. Just really flexible.
Yeah. Yeah. Lightroom was on my list.
Awesome.
That was another thing. Which of course, I mean, that's the workhorse. I just could not imagine not taking pictures and not using Lightroom. I really don't know. I couldn't imagine it. So it's
exactly.
Like,
so my phone photos go through Lightroom.
Yes, everything goes through Lightroom.
Everything.
I put video in Lightroom.
Me too.
Because
me too.
You can catalog video, you know, so anything, basically anything that's digital goes through Lightroom. I've even done just sounds that I needed for like some stuff with our church and the Christmas program I always do. Anything that needs to be cataloged. That's how I should put it, I guess.
Right.
Anything that needs to be cataloged that's related to, like, you know, pictures or video or sound or something goes through Lightroom.
Yeah, that's a good point. I was talking about the editing piece of it, but it is really the searchable, keywordable aspect of Lightroom that I love most. That's why there's 140,000 pictures in my catalog.
Right.
I can find just about anything from the last 7 years of my life.
Yeah. I got to tell you, this is, I think, really cool. And other people might not appreciate this, but I know you will. So, and I know that a lot of people out there will appreciate this, but when I do all the work for our church's Christmas program, you know, I keyword all these pictures. Like with whoever's not the person, the name, but like the character that's in it, or, you know, all this stuff. And then because of how Lightroom works, you can write the keyword into the metadata of the picture so that it travels with the JPEG file.
Absolutely.
So when I send, you know, the gal that's in charge of publicity, 300 pictures, and then I just give her numbers, she doesn't have to go through all of them. She can just type in Joseph into, you know, the finder, and it pulls up any of the pictures that has Joseph hidden in the file's keywords in metadata.
So you've just made her life easier.
I have made her life massively easier, you know, and it's just super easy. You know, it's just amazing how well that works. So yeah. Anyway,
yay.
Side note with your Lightroom. It's just really cool. I think.
Yeah. We could talk much more about Lightroom, and we definitely will in 2016.
But
I have a guest in line. She's waiting for me to give her a date, and we're talking Lightroom. I'm pretty excited.
Now you're dangling in front of me.
I am. I'm not going to tell. All right, okay, Kelly, what's next on your list?
Well, you know, I went ahead and put those pretty presets for Lightroom on my list. If you are new to Lightroom, this is a really good way to learn Lightroom, because instead of kind of having to learn all of Lightroom, you can let somebody else and use their shortcuts. So a preset is basically a command that tells Lightroom to apply something, you know, like exposure, brighten a little bit. So you don't have to actually do the exposure. Or, you know, you can do some presets that are a whole bunch of things at once that might add an exposure change, a clarity change, a color change. You know, there's just a numerous amount of them. I do have two sets from Pretty Presets, which is a company that makes Lightroom presets. I have a workflow one and I have a portrait one, and I do use them a lot. And I know my way around Lightroom, you know, so I don't have to use them. But if I can click one button that I know does five things instead of me having to go manually do those five things, that's pretty nice.
Well, it saves you a huge amount of time. Yeah. And you do that one button on 20 photos that you've taken at the same time and you're done.
Exactly. So look into some presets if you are interested in speeding up your workflow. It doesn't have to be Pretty Presets, but they're well known, and their presets work well, you know, because sometimes you get one and you got like orange colored faces, people or something, if you're not careful what you're downloading from. But yeah. I like Pretty Presets.
Yeah, I definitely think there's something worth buying. You can definitely search and find free ones, but I think I think they are the quality is definitely worth it to go out and find somebody like Pretty Presets that's putting them out there.
Yeah, yeah,
cool. All right. Well, next on our list, so we've got our photos edited now. You've taken them. They look pretty. They're ready to go. You've saved them to your external drive, or you've backed them up somewhere. Now you've got to get them into your life. You need to make them tangible. So on my list is a whole slew of things, actually, from Becky Higgins, Project Life albums or photo sleeves. So she makes it so easy for those of us who, it's probably all of us, right, who don't have a lot of time, who don't want to spend a lot of time with our photos after we've taken them, to slide them into the sleeve. And you can add some embellishments, you can add some pocket cards that go with them, and write your story, have those. Her albums are really well made, and you're good to go. And your photos are then in your life, and people can open the album, look at them, appreciate them, share them, and life is just better.
Definitely. They are so much better. And especially if you're using something like Lightroom that your husband doesn't know how to use, you know, and he's like, right. Can I see the vacation pictures? And you're like, well, let me do some work on that for you.
Exactly. You know?
So
exactly.
It really helps to get some sort of printing into your workflow and documentation.
Right.
So.
And we know there's research to support it. We're going to do a whole show on this, I think, Kelly.
Ooh.
There's research that supports people who look at their photos of their life are happier.
Ah, yeah. That makes sense.
It does, huh? You have something to look at.
Yeah. Which leads into my number 10, which is asking for prepaid. I can't say it.
Say that one again.
Prepaid prints from Persnickety. That was a really hard
That's a tongue twister. You want prepaid prints from Persnickety?
Persnickety prints, yeah. Or, you know, whoever your favorite printer is. But
We love Persnickety.
I have never been disappointed in Persnickety ever. And I've even gotten a phone call before when I uploaded maybe a picture of not the best quality. And they said, are you really sure you want this printed? And I said, I know what it is, but yes, I do. And it was great, you know. So I love that they didn't just print it, you know, and then go hear me calling back going, what happened?
But, exactly. They their level of customer service, their level of care, and they're real people.
You know, real people.
Shari is the owner of Persnickety Prints, and She cares about the quality of what she does. She is a memory keeping mom as well, and understands what so many of us are doing with the photos of our life.
Absolutely. And like I said, they have prepaid prints, and they have sales on those too. Absolutely. So, you know, if you get an email for a sale, you should just forward that over to your favorite gift buying person for you and ask them to use that, because that helps. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. And their shipping is really reasonable too.
They are. And it's fast. And, you know, I have to say, you can tell they want to make us happy, because it always is so pretty when it comes. You know, mm-hmm. I feel like I'm opening a treasured heirloom. You know, it's wrapped and it's.
You are opening a treasured heirloom.
I know. I am. But, you know, I could print those treasured heirlooms again and again and again and again, right. You know, but I mean, they're wrapped so nicely. And I'm a sucker for stuff like that. Some people are like, whatever. But now I'm like, it's just so nice. And so many of my things aren't pretty with my boys. So I'm just like, oh, it's so pretty. It's so
nice. And you want to get them into your life.
I do.
That's the important thing. We all need to be able to see our photos, appreciate the time and energy and effort we put into this. So those are our 10 plus a few things for every everyday photographer to make your holidays brighter and to make your workflow even better as well. So, Kelly, is there anything that's on your list that we haven't mentioned?
Oh, man. You know, I wasn't ready for that question.
I know. I didn't prep you.
That's okay. That's okay. Well, I got a big list last year. You know, and so I kind of am still, I don't know, basking in my gift from last year. So, honestly, I don't know if I have anything photography on my list. I don't know. I don't even know if I have a Christmas list. Yeah. I just feel very content. Not that having a Christmas list means you're not content. But I mean, I just feel like I'm just very, I don't know if I need anything right now, which is a good place to be.
That is a good place to be. That is a good place to be.
I'm sure if I think about it another 10 minutes, I can come up with what I want.
Yeah. I don't think I need anything or want anything in particular either. So that's a good place to be. I just want to go use.
Maybe I should just ask for a plane ticket. That's what I should ask for.
I think we should ask for a plane ticket to the same location.
Yes. Yes. And that's honestly probably a really good idea for me to write down right now.
Nice.
Because then I could bring all the stuff I have and we could just go wander about and take pictures, which sounds delightful.
That sounds absolutely wonderful. And you and I are overdue.
Yeah.
We need to get together. So, all right. Well, Kelly, thank you for being here, and thank you for helping to put together a pretty outstanding list of everyday items for everyday photographers. Everyday items. They're not really everyday items. Where did that come from? I just needed to say every time.
I do too.
Yeah, I like to just go and look back and see, like, what was I doing today? It's like my own personal time hop
right
in my computer. So,
that's really nice.
Yeah, awesome. Well, thank you for being here, and thank you all for listening to the Capture 365 podcast. We are so appreciative of your support of our community. Don't forget that Capture Your Holidays starts December 1st, but you can head on over to capture365.com and register today. Thank you, and have a wonderful November.